shot me. And I'm here helplessly, in love and nothing can't stop me. It can't stop me once I started, can't return me once you bought it. I'm coming, baby, don't doubt it, so let's be about it.
No, don't funk with my heart.
Baby, have some trust and trust him when I come with lust and lustin'. Cause I bring you that comfort, I ain't only here cause I want your body, I want your mind too. Interesting's when I find you, and I'm interested in the long haul. Come on, girl.
Yeehaw!
I wonder if I take you home. Won't you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. I wonder if I take you home. Won't you still be in love, baby? In love, baby. No, don't fuck with my heart.
Girl, you had me once you kissed me. My love for you is not iffy. I always want you with me. I'll play Bobby and you play Whitney. If you smoke, I smoke too. That's how much I'm in love with you. Crazy is what crazy do. Crazy in love, I'm a crazy fool.
No, don't fuck with my heart.
Why you so insecure when you got passion and love her? You always claiming I'm a cheater. Think I up and go leave ya for another senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. Well, yeah, check it out.
That was Don't Funk With My Heart by the Black Eyed Peas, and it is 6:04 on WMFO Medford, and I am Sam Lipsy, otherwise known as DJ Slips, subbing for Behind Blue Eyes, and tonight we've got a treat for you. We've got two guests here in the studio. We've got Bridget.
Hello.
And Elizabeth.
Hi.
There you go, and they're going to be picking the songs for us tonight. So Elizabeth, what do you got up next?
We're going to listen to the song called Blue, with the theme of blue.
Ooh, all right. So this is Blue by Eiffel 65.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye, 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 da-ba-dee-da-ba-dye.
Just listen to Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells, and that was a pick from Bridget, or Bridge, I believe, is her DJ name, as far as she's concerned, as of now. Also, if you have any good DJ names for Bridget or Elizabeth, give us a call at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Now, it is 614 here in Medford, Massachusetts, and, although we are subbing right now, you could listen to DJ Slips and my partner in crime, DJ Rizzle King, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. And on that show, Anything and Everything, we like to play a little game called Sweatpants or Real Pants, which we're going to play right now. The gist of Sweatpants or Real Pants is pretty much in the name. You say whether you're wearing sweatpants or real pants and why. So we're going to start with you, Bridget. Are you wearing sweatpants or real pants?
Oh, I'm wearing sweatpants.
All right, and why?
I mean, lazy Monday, we didn't have class today, and then I had a practice for the track team, so...
All right.
Something.
Perfect, we got an athlete. Elizabeth, sweatpants or real pants?
Sweatpants.
And why is that?
Today was laundry day.
Ooh.
And I only had my sweaty basketball clothes from yesterday.
Okay,
that sweatpants were the way to go.
Now, for those of you who do not know us, which is all of you, especially our 15 viewers, or listeners, rather, out there... We've got a basketball team. We're pretty terrible. We've lost all of the games. Every single one by a lot of points. We haven't come close yet. We've got another game tomorrow. I'm going to Michael Jordan my way through it. Play with the flu. We'll see how it goes. And I myself am wearing... Not only am I wearing sweatpants, but I'm also just dressed terribly today. I think the only way to describe myself is disheveled. But that's all right. You know... We have those days, and it is 6:15 right now, and we're going to get another song for you. Keeping with the blue and colors theme, which our guests tonight have picked, we have got Purple, Yellow, Red, and Blue by Portugal the Man.
Purple, yellow, red, and blue. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon it turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Gonna be all
You just heard I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John. And we're going to keep with the blue theme for one more song, and then we're going to deviate just a little bit. So coming up right now is Blue Suede Shoes.
For the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but no, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Your mother, she's only trying to tell you that she loves you like no other, no other. She loves you like no other.
I hate tattoo. I'm
you're stabbed to death. He's with the boy that you've just stabbed to death. He's with the boy that you've just stabbed to death.
Run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Rain down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to toe to toe. Sleep, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she's blood as pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Was Alt J's Breeze Blocks. That was a nice song from our duo over here, Bridget and Elizabeth. So now we are actually joined in the booth again by my partner in crime, my co-host on Anything and Everything Wednesdays 1 p.m. Tune in. DJ Rizzle King, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to be here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that subtle promotion of the station. I really appreciate it.
Which you really need, because you clearly don't know that if you're listening.
Exactly. I don't know how they got here. Actually, you know, earlier on the show, we had 15 listeners.
Wow.
I know.
15.
And we can see what percent we lost. 0%, apparently, or the Wi-Fi's terrible.
And I just can't leave.
There is only one of those two options, yes. But I'm pretty sure the Wi-Fi is terrible. It is 6:42, and we're going to talk for a little bit right now. We've got four people. We've got a little panel going. And I just Googled 250 quality conversation starters.
Oh, fantastic.
Scrolled down randomly and picked a random one. And we have got... What is your guilty pleasure? So we're going to start with you, DJ Rizzle King.
Okay.
What is your DJ?
So how are,
your guilty pleasure?
What is my DJ?
What's your DJ pleasure as well?
DJ pleasure is anything and everything. WMFO 1 p.m. Wednesdays.
Oh my gosh, me too. I love it.
It's fantastic.
So great
it's
show.
Not even a guilty pleasure. It's
just
a pleasure.
It's a prideful pleasure. It's the name of my new band.
You've been naming a lot of bands recently.
I'm in a lot of bands. If I had a band for every time I said that's the name of my new band, I would be in probably 80 bands.
Wow, that's a lot of bands.
I know. I'd be winning.
You'd be sweeping Grammys.
Purely statistically, I would have won a Grammy.
Okay. So how are we defining guilty? As in, like, you feel bad about it, or you do it and you're not supposed to, but you don't really care?
Your choice.
I think...
You can do both if you'd like.
Probably Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts. You just sit there in your bed shamefully just shoveling Pop-Tarts.
You joke, but yes.
Well, you know how we know this is true is that one time I lent DJ Rizzle King my my Dustbuster, and upon return, what he told me that he would miss most about it is dust busting crumbs out of his bed, which means that this man truly was just guiltily
just
consuming Pop-Tarts one after another.
Well, update on that story.
Uh-huh.
I now have procured my own Dustbuster.
Oh my gosh, your own Dustbust.
My mother has finally caved to the fact that I will endlessly eat Pop-Tarts while watching Avatar The Last Airbender in bed.
Yes, well, naturally.
So now I can enjoy that to the fullest extent of my ability without feeling anything except a great feeling of personal shame.
Yeah, and but maybe the shame is reduced when, you know, you're not trying to fall asleep with the crumbs all over the place.
Exactly.
I knew I shouldn't have eaten that last Pop-Tart.
At least I know I'm clean.
You're like, blueberry's the worst. It's the most crumbly.
Exclusively brown cinnamon sugar or s'mores.
I hugely disagree.
Oh, okay.
Massive disagreement right now.
All right, okay. I want to hear
first. Elizabeth and Bridget, favorite Pop-Tarts.
Brown cinnamon sugar.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm gonna have to say I like all except the red ones. Like
also
I don't like
agree.
The strawberries
Ooh.
Or the cherries.
Also agree.
But I love the blueberries.
Cherry's never good in anything.
Yes, I agree.
The cherry cough
medicine.
The only thing that is good cherry is or cherries.
Yeah,
cherries
yeah, yeah.
are very good.
All natural.
Mm-hmm. But everything else is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with.
What's yours?
I like me some strawberry. I like the brown cinnamon sugar, but also, like, the s'mores, I feel like I'm always disappointed.
See, I like all of them as long as they have the frosting. I hate when they're, like, frostingless
Pop-Tarts. That's actually,
Pop-Tarts.
Like...
So s'mores, the s'mores Pop-Tarts.
I know.
Yeah, they have s'more frosting ones.
They have a little
ones.
Bit.
That's, like, frostingless Pop-Tarts are, like, silent radio. Like,
sure.
What if I just turned on the radio and said nothing? You'd be like, what the heck? That's not what radio is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you about the frostingless Pop-Tarts in one scenario. Toasted. If you toast like a Pop-Tart that has filling, it's delightful.
I don't think I've ever had a Pop-Tart toasted. I feel like I just eat them regular.
You are missing out on the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah. But what about microwaving Pop-Tarts? Because it's not a donut.
It is not a donut. You did just make a factual statement.
I did, but can you microwave them?
Can you microwave
donuts? Wait, do you microwave donuts?
Oh, yeah, you can microwave a donut. Have you never microwaved a donut?
No.
Oh, my.
Sam, I exclusively get Krispy Kreme fresh off the belt at 8 in the morning.
Yes. DJ Rizzle King and I once went to get donuts, and then we got, what, 12 or 6? I think we got 12 amongst the two of us.
12 amongst the two of us.
Yes.
And finished them
all. And no matter how terrible I feel right now with the diagnosed flu, I will never feel worse than having eaten 6 Krispy Kreme donuts. Just in quick succession.
We
just
also,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, down the gullet.
And they were
it's pain.
It was so easy because they're still warm.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And
they get
then
you.
we had to drive back about a half an hour and it was just pain.
They sneak up on you.
And you just felt horrible.
Because 1 through 4, great.
You feel great.
Then by the time you get to 5, it's like, well, I'm slowing down a little. You get to 6 and then it expands in the stomach.
But
and
you
it's
know
danger.
You have to finish it so you're not weak.
Yeah, no, but you can't not finish it because it's so good. And what are you going to do? You're just going to leave a perfectly good, warm Krispy Kreme donut sitting there helplessly?
It was delicious, but alas, I've never felt worse about my stomach.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Now, let's get back to the conversation real quick. Elizabeth? What do you think? You got a guilty pleasure?
Let me think. I'm going to say all movies, but watching a movie when I know I have a lot of work. For example,
okay. I get that.
Most recently, I watched Miracle, the most inspirational sports movie.
That is my that's my favorite movie.
Fantastic movie.
It's my favorite movie.
It's amazing.
Incredible movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Miracle. I love Rudy.
Mm. So sports movies.
What about Cool Runnings?
I don't know about that one.
Oh my god!
No, haven't seen it. I can't say I don't like it. I just haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's very good, very good. And okay. Bridget, your guilty pleasure?
I don't know. I don't know if I could really think of a guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I have plenty, mm-hmm. but I'm just like, I'm very bad at coming up with stuff on the spot.
Okay.
For instance, before senior year, I'm looking to like apply to colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Generic college essay, like, when have you failed? Of course I failed plenty of times, but I'm talking with my mother, and I'm like, I don't know. When
you were
have
like,
I
I'm
failed?
I'm amazing.
I'm just so perfect all the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can just justify things in my head as not failing.
Okay.
And then she kind of looked at me, disappointed, and was like, uh-huh. Bridget, you literally failed your driver's test, so...
What? Oh, I'm so sorry.
You failed?
Wait.
Well, I got practical? The second time.
The practicum?
Yes.
Wow. What'd you do?
What? How did? No one fails that. People just
really?
Fail the driving portion.
Yeah.
No,
the practical.
Oh, you drive the part in the car. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the writing. I thought you meant the writing part.
My sister failed the writing part twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I walked in to take it, and my dad was like, you know, none of your brothers have failed.
My mother was said the same thing.
And I was like, you know, thanks a lot, Dad. That was helpful.
No, the thing that bothered me is that they put the number of questions, like the number of incorrect answers you have remaining on the top of your screen.
It's like, you are going to not get your driver's license in 4 questions, 3 questions, 2 questions.
So I missed my first question because it was something about like how long do you have to notify the DMV after an address change?
Yeah, it's and like how long are you going to prison for?
Yeah, and so it was just immediately bright red flashes across the top of the screen.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I hate
incorrect.
To see that. Yeah, I hate to see
so
that.
So I was extremely stressed.
Now, I'd say my guilty pleasure is it's got to be something with ice cream. I'm a big believer of the cone policy, in which you count ice creams by cone instead of number of fills.
Oh, absolutely.
So, for example, if I eat an ice cream cone, but I don't eat the cone, and I refill the cone with ice cream, that's one ice cream cone in my head.
Wow, that is some mm-hmm. stand-up logic.
That's logic right there. Also, ice cream probably not that bad for you, because it's just milk, you know? Just cold milk. Like, okay. If I put ice in milk, would you be like, this is terrible for you?
No.
See?
No.
Exactly. And that's how I view ice cream.
I think you have a basic misunderstanding of what ice cream is.
Yes, I know, but if I think of it that way, then there's no guilt. It's just a pleasure.
Valid.
Exactly. Now, speaking of food and disagreements, mostly around Pop-Tarts, I think, did we meet halfway, DJ was looking, would you say?
No, but I think we should continue to try and meet halfway.
Okay, would you say that maybe we should use this conversation as a segue into our next song?
I think, is that not what we've been doing?
I think we've been doing it this whole time.
This
and
whole
so
time.
Now we have Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas.
Ooh, I can't go any further than this. Ooh, I want you so badly. It's my biggest wish.
Cool, I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up? It used to be just me and you. I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, guess I'm really missing you. And all those things we used to do. Hey girl, what's up, girl? What's
Can
up, what's
you
up,
meet
what's
me up? Halfway, right up the borderline.
Sail the 7 seas across the universe and all the other galaxies. Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now.
I travel uptown, town, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, round, like every single day. I love you always, wait,
can
I'll meet
you
halfway.
That was Meet Me Halfway by the Black Eyed Peas. Now, every once in a while, DJ Rizzle King and I will compete in what we call a reading out loud contest.
Yes.
In which we have to read something out loud. And it's very difficult to read things out loud, especially in my personal opinion, because I'm terrible at it. But anyway,
not your strong
suit. Anyway, Elizabeth is going to read something out loud right now, and it's a PSA at 6:55.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. That's ready.gov/today.
Thank you for that PSA about...
Very uplifting.
Whenever an earthquake might hit. So.
Just remember, we're all in constant danger.
Yes, I think you should always walk... with a doorway over your head. Just carry one with you, just in case.
Strapped to your back, 24/7.
Well, so what you could do is you could put it on your backpack, it'd be a nice little gadget for you.
No, but if you keep it strapped to your back and you get injured, doubles as a spine board so you don't get paralyzed.
Exactly, and I think we've just had our first invention on there. Patent pending. You may not take our idea of a perpetual earthquake protection device.
That is literally
a PEPD.
It's pept. Literally a door on your back.
Yeah, door on your back. So, door on your back. It's a terrible slogan, but...
It'll sell.
It'll sell, I think.
There are worse products out there.
Are there? Because I don't think that's possible. We strapped the part of the door that no one cares about to a backpack. That was the idea.
Someone said, I'm going to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Creating bands that go around the wrist.
Yeah.
And they made a lot of money.
That is true. There have been not some worse horrible. Ideas. There have been bad ideas. This is the worst
Someone
idea
said,
I've ever
gonna,
come
I'm
up
gonna
with.
I'm going to take artwork mm-hmm. and put it in the oven to make it smaller.
What?
Wait,
what?
No, that's not how
What's
shrinky...
What's that?
I was that's thinking, not how a shrinky dink works.
Isn't it the opposite of that?
Oh, no, that's where you put it in water and it gets big. Yeah.
No. A shrinky dink is you cut out a piece of plastic, you draw something on it, and then you put it in the oven and it shrinks down to the size of, like, a little bracelet charm or a necklace charm.
Oh, so it did have a function.
Yeah, okay. Shrinky dinks were a thing. I'm well-versed in the shrinky dink. I used them as many
What about
gifts.
Those things? What were those things that they went around your wrist? People used to have, like, hundreds
Slappy
of
Slappy bracelets?
No, silly bands.
Oh, silly bands.
Silly bands.
That's
silly
what
bands.
About.
Yeah, silly bands were terrible.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah, horrible.
I know, people wasted so much money. All right, we're going to play one more song for you on our sub tonight.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford.
And if you'd like to hear more DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King, you can listen to our show, Anything and Everything, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. You can catch us here every Wednesday.
You can go check us out on Facebook, look up Anything and Everything WMFO, or email us at anythingandeverythingwmfo@gmail.com.
That is true. We'd love to hear from you. And coming up right now is Say My Name.
Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running games.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you, say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games.
Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding you back from me. When you're saying everything to me times two,
I need you to tell the truth.
If somebody's there, then tell me who.
Say my name, say my name.
Say my name
is around you.
Say, baby, I love you.
Say my name,
say my name.
You ain't kind of shady. Ain't calling me.